This is the Taco Boat Wellness Podcast with your host, your coach, your Everside Wellness Practitioner, Courtney Handelin. I love tacos and a good play on words as much as the next person. Okay, maybe a little bit more than the next person. But this podcast is about more than just that. Just like each taco can have a variety of toppings, so too is each person's path to wellness. Both tacos and wellness are customizable for each individual. And with each season, it may look a little bit different, and that's totally okay. In this podcast, you'll gain insight from providers here at our Waukesha Clinic and all across Everside Health. We'll even sprinkle in a few local community experts, all to tap into the many areas or toppings of wellness. So let's get this party started and taco boat wellness. Well, welcome back to the Taco Boat Wellness Podcast. My name is Courtney Handelin, and I have a special guest with me today, Renee Wenzloff. And Renee is one of our NPs here at Everside, pediatric and family, and also psychiatric nurse practitioner. But why I have you on today is because you have been for a while now an international certification in aromatherapy from the Pacific Institute, which you got that back in 2012, you said?
I did.
So I guess you want to say hi.
Hello, everyone.
You might recognize Renee's voice. I know we have recorded a few episodes prior to this. But today we are talking about essential oils and how they can help you for summer. And I guess really before we dive in, what is your favorite essential oil right now, Renee?
Peppermint is probably my favorite just because it smells good. It's rejuvenating, if you will. But I like to use it and put it in water and spritz it on my body when it gets hot during the summer. It helps cool you down.
Oh, wow.
But a disclaimer, you want to make sure you keep it out of your eyes because it can actually burn your eyes.
Sure. So that makes sense. Actually, you know, I did hear someone recently say that, like if they're having a hot flash, just like smelling some peppermint oil can help to cool the body down. Okay, hold up. Before we go any further, we do want to give a quick disclaimer that this podcast is provided for educational and informational purposes only and does not constitute providing medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your doctor or other qualified health provider regarding a medical condition, especially keeping in mind that we're speaking in general terms and each individual is different. Never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something stated on this podcast. Neither Everside Health nor its employees nor any contributor to this podcast makes any representations expressed or implied with respect to the information provided herein or to its use. You have a little bit specific disclaimer for essential oils.
Sure. I'm going to try to be very broad with the essential oils because there's many brands that one can use. But I am going to encourage if you're going to use an essential oil, you want to make sure that it's 100% therapeutic grade essential oil. And that should say that on the bottom or somewhere on the bottle that it's 100%. You might even want to call the company and find out how they determine what the chemistry makeup is of their oils. And that information is really important. I'm going to use, for example, lavender. There can be some companies that will use camphor in their essential oil lavender. And what the whole purpose of that is so that they have a little bit of lavender in there, but it makes the lavender go a long way. Mm-hmm. But lavender can be used not only for relaxing, but it can be used for burns, which we'll talk about in a little bit. And when there's a lot of camphor in it, it can actually make more irritation to the skin. So you want to be very careful that you're evaluating the essential oils. There is a couple oils I am going to mention today that are specific to young living that are a combination of multiple oils and a couple of them that I would recommend when we talk about bug bites here. So a little disclaimer, I am not encouraging you to have to use young living. I just happen to use those. And there probably are other oils out there that they don't particularly have all of these same ingredients in them. But if you know some of the ingredients in these combination oils, then you can go and buy them individually and use them.
Sure. That's a good point. Yeah. And I think you're right. Important reminder that like the quality of your oil is important, especially if you're applying it on your skin or ingesting it or whatnot.
And I think we talked about applying oils in other podcasts ago. I don't remember, but just keep in mind, this is such a brief podcast of essential oils, but there's a lot of safety that comes mm-hmm. with that. So if anybody has any questions ever related, by all means, get a hold of Courtney, and Courtney can get in touch with me. And yeah. Someday, maybe if there's enough people interested, we can do a session on essential oil safety. But you want to know what oil you're using, how to apply it, is it ingestible or not? Mm-hmm. Those are really important features. There are some oils that can be caustic to the brain of a child that you want to avoid. So those are just important things you want to know about essential oils. They're not something to play around with.
Yeah.
They're not FDA approved. There are, hopefully someday that might be the case, but there's a lot of information you need to know about essential oils before you just go and use them.
Right. Yeah. So doing some research is especially important, but beyond just this educational talk that we're doing today, if there's something that really resonates with someone, then it sounds like you're encouraging them to mm-hmm. take that piece and then research a little bit more with what they're buying to make sure it's going to be still safe and effective and whatnot.
Absolutely.
So then talking about, application things, especially, this time of year, we have a lot of bugs, mm-hmm. mosquitoes, so are there any essential oils that are good for, starting with the prevention side of like preventing bug mm-hmm. bites, mosquitoes, and I don't know if ticks would be the same or
ticks. I have a little thought for some tick usage. Okay, sure.
One
thing you want to keep in mind is that bug bites, up north now, mosquitoes are prevalent mm-hmm. beyond apparently what normally have been for some reason. But there are so many different bugs, and I have a DIY book, Natural Home Remedies mm-hmm. by the National Geographic. I have another one, the Complete Aromatherapy of Essential Oils source book. Okay. So pretty much any one of these books have the same conversation and same information that pretty much anybody can use. But one of my favorites is a bug bite that I like to prevent bug bites. Sure. No, actually, once you have a bug bite, you use purification. So there are some bug sprays out there, repellents. Probably the biggest one everybody's familiar with is the use of citronella.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a bug spray you can mix with citronella, lemongrass, rosemary, geranium, spearmint, thyme, clove. Those are some things that you can mix together. Mm-hmm. And again, we don't have a whole couple of days to explain the therapeutic and the different chemistry makeup of these oils that actually help repel the bugs away. Mm-hmm. Some people just use lavender in some purified water? Highly recommend though. They don't recommend using a pure oil in a plastic bottle because it starts to break down the bottle. So it's best to find either a glass bottle or a metal bottle, mm-hmm. and you can buy those off the internet, probably at Amazon. I'm sure of that.
Definitely.
That would be helpful. But so it's called Make a Rub in a small jar. You want to maybe mix 20 drops of essential oil. You could use lavender, thyme, lemongrass, peppermint. And then you use 2 tablespoons of almond oil. And it doesn't have to be almond oil. It can be any oil. Because the reason you use the oil is so that when you spray it on, it stays on your skin it doesn't absorb that. Usually essential oils last about 15-ish minutes mm-hmm. and then you have to reapply. Mm-hmm. So if you use it with a carrier oil, you won't have to reapply it as often.
Okay.
Then you can mix it also with some 2 to 3 teaspoons of aloe vera gel. And then you use that and you apply that to your collar, to your skin, put that all over your body. Mm-hmm. I like to use one that has, and you can use this for ourselves, but I also use it on my horse because to help keep the flies away, actually, and then the mosquitoes at night, where I'll mix 20 drops of citronella, 20 drops of lemongrass, 20 drops of peppermint. I use pine. Trying to think what else I have in there. Then I add purification, which is a combination. I'll talk about purification in just a second. And then I'll add about 1/2 cup of apple cider vinegar, some carrier oil, mix some distilled water, add that in my bottle. And then every time you use it, because of the carrier oil, you have to shake it. And I'll spray that on them every night. But this is something I like to use. Plus, it's got the peppermint in it. It keeps you nice and cool.
Yeah.
So lots of things you can use that mixture with if you want. The other thing you had in your possible thought process of topics would be candles and using citronella.
Oh, yeah.
So a lot of people make homemade candles. You get your bee wax and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And then you could add, depending on the size of your candle and how strong you want the scent, you could add up to 20 drops, give or take.
Sure.
To the citronella oil.
Yep,
citronella oil is a really good one. Or you can just have that diffusing around.
Yeah, sure. You don't need to make the candle.
Absolutely. Have that diffusing. So you don't have to have all these different concoctions, if you will.
You could keep it simple and just do the basic.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah, I like that.
You betcha. So that's for like mosquitoes, keeping mosquitoes away. Some of that citronella might also help not only with the mosquitoes, it might keep some of the flies.
Yeah.
The other day I was out in the yard and the gnats were just driving me. They're biting me all over the place. There's an old folk remedy for keeping biting gnats at bay, and you dab pure vanilla extract onto your skin.
Oh, wow.
So Courtney made homemade vanilla for us for Christmas. So I don't want to waste it on my skin, but the oil company that I use also has vanilla oil as well. So I'm going to have to try that one of these days.
Well, most people have vanilla extract in their kitchen. Absolutely. You know? So you could dab some of that on.
A lot of things you probably have, and people kind of want to use these insect repellents because they don't want the DEET.
Right.
We know that it absorbs into your skin and can cause havoc per se, can be very irritating to the eyes and skin. So if we want to prevent the use of DEET, if you want to try more natural stuff, and again, keep in mind you might have to constantly applicate
a little bit more frequently.
One
probably smells better
and it smells better. It's better for you.
Yeah.
Bug bites, the one I really like to use is called Purification. Again, this is a combination of citronella, lavandin, which is it's like lavender, it's not lavender augustifolia, the pure lavender.
Okay.
So it's a little another breakdown of lavender, if you will. There's myrtle, rosemary, tea tree. And that combination is purification. Sure. I'll put that on a bug bite. It takes down the swelling.
Oh, wow.
Important if you get stung by a bee, you want to make sure you get the stinger out, whatnot.
Sure.
But how I just want to use for an example in purification, I mentioned there's myrtle in there. And myrtle has been helped with hormonal balances and of the thyroid and whatnot. But the reason I bring this up is because it's also in a lot of these meds or oils I'm going to talk about in a second with allergies, but it has a liver stimulant, prostate, thyroid stimulant, but it has an anti-inflammatory. So again, I can't say technically anti-inflammatory, but it helps with swelling.
Okay, sure.
Because this is not a medical treatment. This is a, can this help
it
with my
help.
Swelling?
It can soothe.
Yes, absolutely. So that's myrtle again,
So could you then use, like, if someone's like, oh, I have myrtle essential oil, could you just use myrtle essential oil with a carrier and put that on the bug bite?
You
and
could.
It could soothe reduce the swelling?
Yep.
Okay, interesting.
The purification oils is used for, they tell you to put it in your shoes for smell. It's used for lots
of
things.
It's a lot of things.
It's a lot of things. Yeah, because, like, if you look at the constituents, it has pinene in it, and it has eucalyptical and an acetate. I wish we could talk about the different composures or components of oils, but it's the chemistry makeup that makes these oils do the job that they do.
Okay. Well, and it makes sense too. So I didn't mean to
Keep going.
But,
yeah.
You know, like if you just look at essential oils, like even lavender, like you said, it can be used for a lot of different things. Peppermint, a lot of different things.
Absolutely.
So I can see then how they can say, like, it's good for reducing swelling, but also the stink, the funky stink in your shoes.
And this is where it gets great if someone's really into learning more about your oils. There are so many things that you can learn.
Right.
And again, there's a lot of books out there that can tell you what you need, and they got your index in the back back of the book to tell you where to go.
Yeah, go to the library.
Right? It's called the index, right?
Yeah, the index. Yes, absolutely. Okay, so those are some of the essential oils that are good for, like, soothing bites and preventing the bug bites. What about then, like, sunburn? I mean, like, if you get sunburnt, are there any essential oils that are good for soothing that sunburn?
You betcha. I forgot one thing to say, just quickly back to ticks. Apparently,
ticks.
If you have a tick, you want to make sure you get it out in the entire head.
Yes.
But they recommend thyme could be something you use. Thyme, it's an essential oil. Okay. That, and you can drop that on there, and apparently that, I don't know if it suffocates it or what, but also keep in mind, lavender is also an anti-venom, has anti-venom property.
Oh, really?
So if you get stung by a bee and you're having an anaphylactic reaction, your lavender is not going to help. You're having shortness of breath. Too,
yeah.
This is just to help with the itching and help keep the swelling down a little bit. So keep that in mind. But that I just learned that not too long about that lavender is an anti-venom property. And so you could just use lavender on a insect bite.
Yeah.
So going back to burns, one of the things that they like to recommend, or that's been recommended, is aloe vera juice and lavender essential oil. So you can actually make your own lavender and aloe soothing mist. Use a half a cup of all natural unflavored aloe vera juice. A half a teaspoon of lavender essential oil. Now I just want to bring up, a half a teaspoon of lavender oil is about 4 to 5 drops of a pure therapeutic grade, because that's a lot of half a teaspoon's a lot.
Yeah.
So it's about 4 to 5 drops. And I do have a table that has all these oils you can ingest. Mm-hmm. So how many drops equals a half a teaspoon kind of thing. So if anybody's ever interested, let me know. Then you could also add a tablespoon of apple cider vinegar and a capful of vitamin E. So that is supposed to help with soothing. Some of these companies do have stuff that you can use, the lavender after sun spray, and then there's lavender cooling mist. So there's a bunch of different things. Mm-hmm. So, but the best one I had found includes lavender and aloe vera.
Okay. As
far as sunburns go.
And that makes sense because, you know, when you buy, if you buy that like aloe vera gel, you know.
And keep in mind, you don't want to put cold water on that, even though if you're having a bad burn, then you stop it. But this is sunburn. I'm talking sunburn.
Right.
Specifically, not a second or third degree burn, which then
that's a different thing.
That's a whole different thing. This is just specifically for sunburn.
Okay.
Yeah. And again, the first thing is that you want to stop the burning as soon as possible.
Right.
But when we can soothe that skin after sunburn, we can prevent it from becoming a second degree burn from having developing blisters.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Okay. And what about then, I guess, did you have anything else?
No, I think that's it.
Is there any, I'm guessing not, but are there any essential oils that are found to like help prevent sunburn?
I'm really gonna say no to that.
Yeah, I assume not, but I figured
SPF, anything with SPF, although the company that I use does have their own sunburn oil, and I used it in Mexico when it's really hot, so I do know it works. It's just kind of greasy though, that's the only bad thing. So I use it mostly on my face, but highly recommend at least an SPF of 30.
Right.
Anything higher than is probably more chemical related. Yeah, you don't have to have anything higher than 30 SPF. And that's recommended also by the Academy of Pediatrics as well.
Okay, cool. All right, moving on then. What about thinking about seasonal allergies? Also big this time of year. Any essential oils that can help people who are suffering with seasonal allergies?
So there's a lot of single oils that you could use. It's called peppermint, eucalyptus. Those sometimes will help relieve pressure. Mm-hmm. The ones that I tend to use have a combination of a bunch of different things in it. They have camphor. The one company I use has Raven. It uses camphor, lemon, wintergreen, peppermint, eucalyptus. And I just roll it on and rub it on to my skin, and it sticks to my shirt, and you can constantly smell it.
Yeah.
Sometimes I have hiccups. I'll add it to my face around my sinus areas, and you're constantly breathing in that in. And a lot of them have an anti-mucolytic property to help keep some of that phlegm down.
Yeah.
And some of the have some of that swelling property, not anti-inflammatory, but swelling to help keep some of that down. Lavender also is a again, everybody probably should have a little lavender in their cabinet, because you can use that for a lot of different things. But lavender can actually be used as a for allergies. There's another one called RC, Breathe Again, and a lot of them have that. A lot of the mucolytics, I think RC has 3 or 4 different types of eucalyptus. There's varieties, and they mix all that together. Again, it's to try to help keep the airway from becoming full of mucus is really the whole purpose. So that's what I and diffusing. I definitely, especially if you're going to have your windows open at night, you're going to want to have, you could diffuse that, which is very helpful. Mm-hmm. We've been seeing a lot of people coming in with allergy like symptoms. Mm-hmm. It's been one of those years. I feel like every year gets worse.
Yeah.
But that would be something that I would recommend.
Yeah. I like to put it like in the shower.
Yep. Take a shower. Absolutely. Absolutely. They even make shower balls.
Yeah. For the little discs. Yep. Things. Yep. Yeah. Sometimes I just add a little more essential oils onto those because they're not always, depending on what brand, they're not always like very aromatic.
Correct.
I guess,
yes. You know? Yes.
They need a little extra. They do. In my opinion. Okay. Yeah. Awesome. So lots of different options, especially the eucalyptus thing can help. And back to that lavender.
Yeah.
So powerful.
Absolutely. Everyone should have a little lavender, as I said.
Yeah. What about what were you going to say? I'm sorry.
So we just talked about the peppermint and adding a couple drops of peppermint to I prefer purified water because if you use your tap water, sometimes that can get caked into the spray bottle. Okay. So that's why distilled water works best. But just putting one or two drops in, a cup full of water and spraying that on misting it on your body when it's really hot.
And is peppermint oil safe for children?
Peppermint oil is safe for children. Yep.
What about dogs?
I believe peppermint is good for dogs. That's a good question. Yeah. There are certain oils you do not. And I got a whole book on animal.
You want to like double check.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Double check on that. But I'm pretty sure peppermint is okay to use, but not pure. You want to.
Right. Always dilute.
Always dilute, especially if you're going to use it on your animals.
Yeah.
You betcha.
Okay.
And be careful. Peppermint, again, don't get that in your eyes because that can be, all of a sudden you can't see and it burns.
I think I'm going to make myself a little peppermint mister.
Absolutely. And it helped open up your airway.
Yeah.
And,
You said headaches.
Headaches. Yep.
That sounds lovely.
Actually, headache pain in your head.
Okay, sure.
Can't use medical terms.
Sure.
But that's okay. Couple of oils I do want to recommend avoiding if you're going to be out in the sun.
Sure, yeah.
Anything citrusy. So bergamot, lemon, lime, grapefruit, anything that's citrusy because it will cause burns.
Okay.
Two stories to keep in mind. I have friends whose daughter would use bergamot for her stress and her migraines and her head pain. And she would put it on, rub it pure on her body. And she went out and developed major second degree burns.
Oh no.
From
that spot.
In that spot where she rubbed it. Yep.
Okay.
And lime, if you're this one person I know was drinking her tequila and was putting salt on her hand with the lime and then licking the lime and putting the lime in her mouth. And she developed a burn around the upper lip.
Oh,
and they're like, what is going on? I couldn't figure it out. And finally,
her skin in that area had become extra sensitive to the sun.
Yep. She actually burned herself.
Wow. That's lime juice. Because you're right. This is a common time for people like to enjoy
cold drinks,
cocktails outside, some citrus.
Yep.
Okay, that's good to know.
You could also use lime and lemon. I use the two combo in when I make homemade salsa or avocado or guac. The lime and lemon, that natural, actually helps to keep the avocado lasting a little longer. It still gets a little small layer of brownness on the top, but underneath, and it lasts longer than if you don't use lemon and lime. Mm-hmm. So you can use it that. I also you can use lemon oil in lemonade. You can add orange, you can add grapefruit. So you can make your own flavored water.
Oh, sure.
And of course you can add orange slices and whatnot in there, but keep in mind, a lot of these essential oils have high limone content, which is a great antioxidant.
Mm-hmm.
And we know antioxidants are very good for
the body.
Absolutely. Yeah. So highly recommend if you can use essential oils over using Kool-Aid or something like that.
Something else to flavor your water.
You betcha.
Well, and then I guess that brings it back to what you said in the beginning, just how important it is that you have good quality and you know that the oil you're having, that you can trust that company and it's sourced properly.
You betcha. And if you call up a company and ask them, how do you distill your oils, and they don't call you back or hang up on you, they probably are not that 100% therapeutic grade oil that you're looking for.
Probably not the oil you want to buy.
Yeah. Again. Okay. So I don't know, Courtney, we could talk a lot about different things.
We could just keep going forever. Is there, I guess, anything else that you wanted to share at all with our audience on this subject?
No, just if anybody has any questions, I do have a handout. I can maybe make a couple copies, just a recipe for stings.
Yeah, yeah.
They have 1 drop of thyme, 10 drops of lavender, 4 drops of eucalyptus radita, and 3 drops of Roman or German chamomile. Okay. So those are options.
Yeah. Well, and I can even type that in the show notes too.
Okay.
And I'll also use this space as kind of just a shameless plug for in back of July of 2021. So it was a couple years ago now. We did do a Summer Savvy episode that was with Dr. Toth and Tom Ruffalo here too. And some of these topics kind of overlapped. We did talk about like bug bites and the tick removal and heat exhaustion, sunburn and stuff like that. But this is kind of like a different twist or, you know, another approach I guess what would you call it? Like they pair together well, right? Mm-hmm. Of like, don't do all this or all that. It's a good, like, find the middle ground where they can be a balanced approach to things. Yeah. Anyway, awesome. Well, thank you so much, Renee.
Yeah, you're welcome.
For coming and sharing your essential oil expertise with us. And we'll see, you know, if this drums up any questions, I'll send them your way.
Yes, please do. I'm always happy to talk about it. I always say if you have an ale, I probably have an oil.
I love that. That's awesome. Perfect. Well, you might have a lot of people booking appointments with
that. That's totally fine.
Yeah, I love that. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm so glad we got to talk about wellness today, and I'm especially thankful for you, our audience. Thanks for tuning in. If you have any questions from this episode, please feel free to shoot me an email. For our Waukesha Everside members, if you would like to chat about how the concepts you heard in this episode can fit into your own personal taco of life, call to schedule a coaching appointment. If you really love this episode, be sure to give us 5 stars and share it with a friend. Everyone can find us on Facebook and YouTube at Waukesha Employee Health and Wellness. Be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts from so you never miss an episode. See you on the first Tuesday of every month for Taco Tuesday. Until then, bye!